Welcome, everybody, and thank you for tuning into today's TSD Spotlight podcast. My name is Jarrett Hartman, University Talent Director for Tech San Diego, and I'm coming to you from the temporary global headquarters of Tech San Diego here in beautiful Point Loma. As I've discussed before on this podcast, my role as University Talent Director has two primary focuses: ensuring students know about and are sourced for professional opportunities here in the region, like internships and job opportunities, and making sure our university communities are easily accessible to our local tech ecosystem, whether that be through networking events with student organizations, professional development workshops, or even one-on-one coffee meetings with chairs of academic departments and members of our tech community. On the previous podcasts I've hosted, we've heard mainly from university career services representatives and members of our local technology community. But today is a special treat because I'm going to be talking to a few members of one of Tech San Diego's favorite student organizations, the Data Science Student Society at UCSD, which is also known as DS3. Sravia, Catherine, and Ayush, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having us today.
For our listeners, could you please give a brief introduction of yourselves and your role at DS3?
Hey everyone, my name is Sravia. I'm a rising senior and I am the president of DS3 for this upcoming school year.
And my name is Ayush. I am the head events director for DS3 and I'm going to be a rising junior studying data science.
And I'm Catherine. I'm VP external for this coming school year and I'm going into my fifth year.
Perfect. Now, my goal today is really to talk all about your student org, so I want to jump right into our discussion. For those of our listeners who may not know, what exactly is DS3 and how large is your organization? What's kind of the driving purpose behind your guys' work?
So the Data Science Student Society, or DS3, is a nonprofit undergraduate student organization created in order to be a hub for all students interested in data science, regardless of their skill level or major. Last year, we had approximately 118 members, but we hope to expand our organization this coming year because of the large incoming data science class. The goal of our organization is to provide resources and a community where UC San Diego students can learn new data science tools and further their careers. We hold both social and professional events throughout the school year where students can connect with other students with similar interests, meet with industry professionals, and build their data science skill set. We also have a Medium blog, which has a variety of articles on different topics in order to immerse students in the diverse facets of data science. We also have a podcast where we interview industry personnel and UCSD data science faculty members. DS3 also holds workshops throughout the school year where students can learn more about machine learning and Kaggle, as well as build their basic knowledge with Python and Pandas.
Perfect. And is there anything that you might describe as a typical member of DS3? Are all members in the data science program at UCSD? Or can non-data science program students join? Are there any particular areas of study that your members gravitates toward, maybe like life sciences, or are the areas of interest for your members pretty wide-ranging?
Yeah, so the only requirement to join our organization is an interest in data science. So as a result, there is no typical member of our organization because we allow students of any major to join as a member and attend our events. While a majority of our members are data science majors, we still have many whose majors are computer science and cognitive science, to name a few. Since data science can be used in many different industry types, many students studying data science at our school have a wide-ranging interest. As a data science major, we have to take electives in our domain of interest, which vary widely from political science to biology. As a result, there is no one domain that most data science majors are interested in.
What are some of the events that DS3 puts on for its members? Are there any programs that DS3 has developed to encourage collaboration or even networking with local technology companies?
Yeah, so I can answer that. So DS3 focuses on two different aspects in terms of event planning. So we focus on professional and social events. Because data science is an emerging field and was recently introduced to UC San Diego, many students are confused about its application in their future careers and how to prepare for industry jobs and internships. So one of our main goals is to provide guidance and resources to students that will facilitate their professional development. So for instance, last year we hosted an intern panel where UCSD students spoke on their past experience for internships, highlighting the process of finding, interviewing, and performing at the job. Additionally, DS3 hosted a resume critique session where students received feedback from senior data science students on how to best tailor their experiences towards data science positions and prepare for behavioral questions. And so while we do emphasize professional development and assistant in data science, We also want to create an inclusive and supportive environment for incoming college students to meet like-minded individuals with similar career interests. So in addition to these professional events, we host social events such as group studying at our campus library in Geisel, off-campus dinner, and game night socials. One of our larger events was our Data Hacks, which is a hackathon type event in which students form teams to work together and analyze like provided data sets and draw conclusions. And so at this event, students were able to network and connect with company sponsors, attend workshops where they were able to learn more about the basics of data science and build skills to complete the project. And so we had several different tracks, such as a beginner track, science track, and a business track, oriented towards their skill level and interest. And so Data Hacks is a good example of a mix between the types of events we host, which is a mix of both social and professional, because students can not only just build their data science skills, but also meet and work with other students who have similar interests.
That's great to hear. And, I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about some of the events that Tech San Diego and DS3 have put on together. But are there any ideas that you currently have for the upcoming school year that you're either working on or excited about and you might want to give our members a little kind of sneak peek of?
Yeah, of course. So for the upcoming year, we have a very strong events committee team that has planned many like different novel events for the following school year that have been adjusted due to this pandemic situation. So for instance, for the upcoming recruiting season, we'll be working heavily on preparing students for the application process, whether it be their first time applying for an internship or graduating to get a job, through a variety of events such as mock interview sessions, career fair preparation, and resume critiques. Additionally, we want to bridge the gap between students and professors to promote open communication between the two parties. We believe that many students treat professors as if they're on another team and limit their relationship strictly to a classroom setting. But all our professors are willing to meet and talk to students outside of class over coffee or lunch about their personal career development and can provide insight on what to focus on in class. So we want to eliminate the anxiety that students have in talking to professors by hosting professor panels and allowing students to socialize with them. In terms of social events, we are adjusting to the pandemic through online socials, such as game nights, and are introducing office hours where first year and novel data science students can learn from more senior students about classes and preparation, fostering a relationship between students from different years. In addition to all of our events, we have workshops hosted throughout the school year on developing skills needed in data science. So this is just the surface of the many upcoming events we have planned for the school year, and we're excited to implement this and grow our organization for data science.
And, you know, I want to return to the kind of situation of the pandemic in just a few minutes, but in general, how has DS3 worked with local San Diego tech companies in the past? And how would you like to be involved with members of San Diego's technology ecosystem in the future? Is there any type of partnership or engagement in particular that DS3 would like to pursue with our local tech community?
Yeah, so DS3 has collaborated with a lot of different local San Diego tech companies in numerous events. Some of these events include networking, career advice days, shadow days, and many more events. One of our recent events we held was our summer productivity panel in June. This was basically a virtual event where we had two San Diego companies come and give advice to our students on how to keep busy during the summer. Some of their advice included keeping busy with projects, networking, and many other helpful tips for our students. Another major event that we had throughout this past school year was our Talent Day event. This was basically a data science-specific networking event. We gathered about 9 different companies and over 300 students to come network with one another for job opportunities. The major goal for DS3 would be basically to build a strong data science ecosystem. This would include connecting with companies in San Diego technology to build a strong relationship with one another. Collaboration is a huge part of DS3, and we want to showcase our students' talent and skills in data science. We want to be able to collaborate with local San Diego tech companies by having more joint events. This would in turn help foster a stronger community of data scientists. In terms of the main type of partnership and engagement we would like to have, we would mainly like to have more partnerships with local tech companies just for collaboration on events for our students to get more advice on different things relating to data science, as well as different networking events that we could have with our students. This would benefit both our students as well as our companies collaborating with us because it would foster a stronger community in data science.
And, you know, Tech San Diego is really here to help get our members more involved with student groups like DS3. You mentioned the productivity panel. That was something that we collaborated on. And I think it was really a great partnership event. And we had great attendance both from the three Tech San Diego member companies that participated, but also a UCSD representative. And of course, I think we had about 50 DS3 students attend that event. So that's a great attendance for us for any event, but especially over the summer. And we're really glad that we were able to partner with you. Also touching upon the panel, I know that from working with you and other student organizations, the pandemic has been especially difficult on student groups and the careful planning that you guys put into your event calendars for the academic year. Is there anything that DS3 would like to see or hear more of from members of our local tech community here in San Diego, in particular related around the pandemic? Is there any sort of engagement that would be particularly beneficial to you as students that Tech San Diego and our members can step up and provide during this period of uncertainty?
So in terms of helping out with their students, I believe the pandemic limits a lot of opportunities for students, from UCSD students, to meet up with industry professionals. And so one thing that we do, I feel like a lot of students, including ourselves, would like is more like collaboration with different companies, especially in this virtual environment. It's difficult to be cold emailing or calling out to recruiters or industry professionals through this. So we plan to work with companies to facilitate this communication for both the students and the industry so that we can have better collaboration.
Great. And again, that's kind of for both the student organizations and our corporate members. That's what Tech San Diego wants to really be the bridge and to make these collaborations a lot easier, both on the industry side and the campus community side. If a company was interested in learning more about you guys or partnering with DS3, what would be the best way of getting in contact with you? Is there a way that members of our local tech community can learn more about you as students or about projects that DS3 members work on either individually or collectively as kind of an organization?
Yeah, so the best way for an interested company to reach out to us would be through our email. So our email is ds3ucsdmail@gmail.com. We're always looking for collaboration with different organizations and companies throughout San Diego for our events with our students. As far as our projects, we currently have a projects team with many students collaborating on group projects with one another. Once projects are completed, we usually hold an annual project showcase where we invite various companies to come and view these projects presentations. For our most recent project showcase, we had about 14 different companies attend. Some of these companies included Facebook, Viasat, and Microsoft, and many more. We're currently working on having our students post these articles on the projects on Medium, just so that anybody can have access to these projects to view them. However, many of the companies that attend the project showcase benefit from it the most because they're able to see it firsthand, the presentations that each of the students have and all the hard work that they have put into the projects.
Great, thanks. And you know, I've spoken a lot with you, Catherine, about things that DS3 has planned in terms of industry engagement. I know that this project showcase has been a major one. You mentioned the Shadow Day earlier, the kind of your Shadow Day program earlier in our conversation. That obviously got cut short a little bit this year, but I know that it's something that you guys want to grow and Tech San Diego and our members want to be a part of that growth. So please reach out to DS3. I know that they want to have more industry engagement and they particularly want to tap in to our local companies here in San Diego. So please get in touch, and I'm going to do my part as University Talent Director to make sure that the gap between our university community and our industry communities are bridged. Thank you very much, Catherine, Ayush, and Saravia for joining us today. I'm very glad that you could join us on the podcast. We're going to be getting this out soon. We're really looking forward to the next school year. I know that it's still difficult right now, but even though things are kind of remote right now, that doesn't mean that industry engagement with our student organizations at our San Diego universities has to stop. And I'm glad that you guys have been so proactive on your end to make sure that those connections are still being made and that events are still going on. So thank you for being such a great partner. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. We're so glad that you could join us.
Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much to Tech San Diego for having us, and we look forward to collaborating with you guys again.
Of course, of course. And if you're a student and you want to stay up to date about all of Tech San Diego's upcoming university events, or if you want access to some of Tech San Diego's student-focused resources, check out our Campus Connection newsletter. You can join by emailing me at jarett.hartman@techsd.org, or check it out on our website, techsandiego.org. While you're there, visit our Student Health Crisis Resource page for up-to-date COVID-19 information related to students and university communities. You can also check out our regional tech directory, which is the most comprehensive list of tech companies, including who is hiring in the region. Thank you for tuning in, and have a great rest of your day.
The TSD Spotlight Podcast is a Tech San Diego production recorded remotely in San Diego, California. Major thanks to DS3 for taking time to join us for this week's show. To learn more about DS3, visit Facebook and request to join their private group, or visit medium.com/DS3UCSD to read about their work. The TSD Spotlight is edited by Andrew Sims of Hypable Impact. Our producer is Sarah Spiva, and this week's episode was hosted by Tech San Diego's University Talent Director, Jared Hartman. To learn more about the University Talent Initiative, visit techsandiego.org.